心聆听上帝透过讲员对我们的教导。现在就请 Dr. Snyder 及翻译潘尚志牧师来分享信息。
Good morning. I am thankful for the opportunity of being here this week.
大家早，我非常感谢神能够给我有这样的机会。
Because it's an opportunity not only to teach but also to learn.
不但有机会教导，也有机会学习。
It's very interesting to see what God is doing around the world.
非常有趣，能够了解神在世界各地所做的工作。
And while we may be very much aware of the complex problems of the world, we are also aware that God has a purpose and a plan.
虽然我们知道这整个世界的是非常复杂的，但是神有他自己的计划。
And I'm thankful for the reports I hear of the work of the Spirit and movements of evangelism, church planting, and renewal and transformation various places in the world.
我非常感恩能够听到不同的报道关于神的灵他自己在世界各地所做的不同的工作。
We're attempting to think together in these days about the mission of the church in our age.
我们现在今天也要思考这样一个题目，就是在这个时代，神给我们的使命是什么？
And while it's important to attempt to understand the context in which we live, it's even more important to understand the biblical revelation and what it tells us about the truth and about the mission of the church.
一方面我们要知道我们这个大环境，一方面我们也要了解神在圣经里面给我们的这样一个使命。
So I want to begin by repeating what I said yesterday, that the mission of God is to heal all creation.
所以我要重复我昨天所讲的，神的使命就是使万物都得医治。
God will indeed fulfill his promise of a new heaven and a new earth.
所以神要使他的应许应验，就是有一个新天新地。
The church is in mission because God is in mission.
我们今天有这个使命，因为神是一个使命的神。
God so loved the world that he sent his only son into the world for salvation.
神爱这个世人，所以他将他的独生子赐给他们。
And near the end of his earthly ministry, Jesus said, I will send the Spirit, the advocate, who will continue this ministry, this mission.
当耶稣离世之前，他也应许说：“我要差遣圣灵保惠师来继续这个工作。”
You remember that the Apostle Paul says, "If anyone is in Christ, there is new creation."
你也记得保罗说：“若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。”
And so God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. We are to work together with Him.In sharing God's grace of reconciliation and healing.
所以我们要跟神一起的来完成这个工作，使万物都能够与神和好。
Now is the day of salvation, Paul says.
保罗说，今日就是拯救的日子。
Now yesterday, by viewing sin as disease and salvation as the cure, I was trying to lay the groundwork for a recovery of a vision of salvation as creation healed.
昨天我们谈到罪是这个疾病，那医治，这个救恩是这个医治，所以这个是我们所要谈的神的整全的一个计划的一个根基。
So I was attempting to expand the traditional view of sin by showing how it affects everything within God's creation.
我试着把这个我们传统所说的这样一个罪让我们能够了解神整全的这样一个医治的计划。
The good news of Jesus Christ is the complete cure for the dreadful disease of sin.
这个好消息就是使这个非常可怕的这个疾病能够得到完全的医治。
Today we're going to look into Scripture to attempt to understand the relationship between God, God's people, and the land, or the created order.
今天我们要看到这个一个相互的关系，神跟他所创造的人，以及他所创造的这个大地。
We see in the Old Testament that God's plan and revelation has to do with God Himself, with His people, and with the land.
在旧约里面，我们就看到这样子一个相互的关系，神跟他造的人，跟他造的地。
And we want to see this morning how that clarifies the mission of the church today.
所以今天早上我们的焦点就是在这个相互的关系上，让我们能够了解神所这个拯救的使命。
The Old Testament is as important as the New Testament for understanding the full picture of what God is doing in the world and our part in it.
新旧约圣经对我们来讲都是非常重要，能够了解神这个所完成这个整个世界的一个使命。
I want us to look first this morning at Genesis 9 and the covenant that God makes with the land.
首先我们要看在创世纪第九章神对这个地大地的这样一个圣约。
And then we will expand upon that to look at the significance of God's people and God's land in the mission of the church.
然后我们要从那个发展出来，我们今天看到我们今天教会的使命。
So let's take a look at God's covenant with the earth as we have it in Genesis 9.
首先让我们来看看神在创世纪九章所设立跟大地的这样一个约。
And I believe you have a brief outline for this on page 8 of your, of the notes.
在我们的手册的第八页就有这样一个基本的一个大纲。
The Bible shows how humankind is alienated from the land or from the earth.
在圣经里面给我们启示说我们人类这个跟这个大地疏离了。
We are estranged from nature, from God's good creation.
我们跟这个大自然有了隔离了。
And this is a key dimension of the ecology of sin, as we saw yesterday.
这就是我们昨天所看的有关这个罪的这个疾病的一个根源。
Sin separates us from the land as well as from God.
罪使我们跟神隔离，也跟这个大地有了疏离了。
And I might say parenthetically that also leads, because of separation from God, very often to deifying the land or turning the land into a god or a series of gods.
但是一个很不幸的就是一个极端，就是把这个大地变成一个神话。
So when we talk about a god of the land or a god of the sea, we are seeing evidence of this disruption of the proper relationship between God, people, and land.
无论是海神或无论是地神，我们都已经把这个原先神跟人跟地这样子的一个相互的关系扭曲了。
So let's note what God does here in Genesis, especially in Genesis 9.
我们现在要来看看在创世纪第九章神所做的。
We all know the story of Noah and the ark and the flood.
我们都非常清楚神跟挪亚还有这个洪水这样子的一个故事。
Now, one of the first things that God does after the flood is to make a covenant.
在这个洪水之后，神就立了一个约。
We know that there's a whole series of covenants in the Bible leading to the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ.
我们知道在圣经里面还有一系列的这些的圣约，最后是在耶稣基督的宝血这样子的一个新约里。
And here, after the flood, we find the first of this series of covenants that's part of God's plan of salvation.
在整个的神的救赎计划里面，我们现在要看的是它其中的第一个一个拯救。
In my experience, this covenant in Genesis 9 is almost totally ignored, although we often talk about God's covenant with Abraham.
我们常常谈的是这个神跟亚伯拉罕立约。我们常常忽略了在创世纪所记的洪水的之后神立了一个约。
We will misunderstand God's covenant with Abraham if we miss God's covenant with the land in chapter 9 of Genesis.
如果我们不能够了解在创世纪神跟大地所在创世纪第九章神跟大地所立的约，我们就不能够完全了解神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So it's very significant to study the series of covenants that God makes throughout Scripture.
是有很重要如果我们想要了解这一系列的约。
These covenants are key markers in the biblical story.
这些的约就是在圣经的故事当中都是一些重要的一些的目标。
And they're all linked. They're all part of the story. They're all part of the economy and the ecology of salvation.
这些都是神整个救赎的计划。
If we don't fully understand the later covenants, if we don't pay attention first of all to the first one.
如果我们不能够了解这第一个约，我们就很难能够完全理解其他的约。
And this covenant is pictured beautifully and powerfully in Genesis 9, verses 8 through 17.
在创世纪九章九节到十七节，神就把这个约给我们显明了。
Note here verses 9 and 10. I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal on the earth.With you, as many as came out of the ark.
创世纪九章九到十节，神对挪亚说：“看啊，我现在与你们和你们的后裔立约，并且与所有跟你们在一起的生物的生命的活物立约，包括飞鸟、牲畜和所有地上的走兽，就是与方舟出来的立约。”
This is the word of the Lord.
这是神自己讲的话。
Now all covenants have a sign, and the sign of this covenant is the rainbow.
每一个约都有一个记号，那这个约的记号就是红。
So what is the significance of this covenant that God makes here in Genesis 9?
所以在创世纪第九章，神所立的约有什么重要性呢？
Well, I want to point out three things about this covenant.
我现在要指出三件事情。
First of all, this is a three-way covenant. It involves three parties.
首先，这个是三项的一个约，是包含三个一个群体。
It is a covenant with God, with Noah and his descendants, and with the creatures, the non-human creatures that God has made.
首先是神，还有挪亚跟他的后裔，还有所有非这个就是。所有其他的万物。
Notice that it is a covenant not only between God and Noah's family, but with, as it says in verse 16, with every living creature of all flesh on the earth.
不只是跟挪亚和他的后裔，并且是跟所有地上一切有生命的活物立约。
So we notice some significant things about each of the three parties to this covenant.
我们现在要看看这三个。不同的群体的重要性在这个约里。
First of all, it's God's covenant. God is the initiator. I am establishing my covenant, it says in verse 9.
在第九节神讲说这是我与你们立约，是神的约。
So God is the initiator, the primary actor, the one with the primary authority in establishing this covenant.
所以是神主动的。所以这个约是他是在这个占的主权的。
So the covenant is first of all God's, not ours.
所以这个约不是我们的，是神的约。
The covenant is beyond our manipulation, both in terms of its relationship to us and to the rest of creation.
所以我们没有这样子的一个权利来操纵这个约。
This fact is quite emphatic in the passage because three times.It says, God says, my covenant.
在这个地方我们看到至少三次神说这是我的约。
So here again we have this picture of the sovereignty of God as he initiates this process, the plan of salvation.
所以我们看到在这个约里面神是有主权的。
Now the second party is Noah and his family.
第二个群体就是挪亚跟他的后裔。
Now when it says Noah and his family, clearly we can see it's talking about the whole human race.
那这个是事实上是指的所有全人类。
That is, it's not just Noah's immediate family, but your descendants after you for all generations, it says.
所以神在这个约里面提到，不只是挪亚的直系的家属，是所有他的后代，包括所有。
And this also is emphatic, a covenant between God and with the whole human family.
所以这个约是在神跟所有整个的人类之间的一个约。
Of course, the background here is the creation account that we have in Genesis 1 and 2, and God's concern for everyone and everything that He has made.
但是当然这个背景是就在创世纪第一章、第二章那里，神造了万物。
So here, God is acting to begin His plan for overcoming the effects of the fall.
所以在这个约就是让我们看到神怎么样来挽回、来复兴。当初的这样子一个堕落破坏败坏。
So the second party in the covenant is Noah, his descendants, the whole human race.
所以第二个群体就是挪亚的后裔，整个的人类。
And then the third party is, the passage says, all earth's creatures.
第三个群体就是所有的生物。
As I was studying this passage, I was surprised at how emphatic.This passage is about all of the creatures that are included in the covenant.
当我在研读这段圣经的时候，我非常的惊讶，发现神怎么样强调这一点，是他这个约是包含所有的生物都在内。
In verses 10 and 12, it says, "Every living creature that is with you."
第十节、十二节就说，所有跟你们在一起有生命的活物。
Again, it says, "Every animal on the earth with you."
第十节，所有地上的走兽。
Verse 15 says, every living creature of all flesh.
十五节，一切有生命的活物。
Verse 16 says, every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth.
十六节，地上一切有生命的活物。
Verse 17 says, all flesh that is on the earth.
十七节，地上凡有生命的。
So you see how the references broaden, become increasingly comprehensive throughout this passage.
所以让我们看到这个这样子的约是全面性的。
And then in verse 13 it says, God speaks of his covenant between me and the earth.
所以这个在十三节神就直接指出来，这个约是我与大地立约。
So God has an everlasting covenant with the earth according to this passage.
根据这一段的圣经，我们可以看到神是跟这个大地立了永约。
And of course, if God has a covenant with the earth, His desire is to transform and save it, not to destroy it.
所以这个约就是显示出神是要拯救，不是要毁灭这个大地。
So we see that God has a covenant with all the earth, and specifically with every living creature that He has made.
所以这个约是神是与所有的生物立约。
So that reminds us of what Jesus said in Luke 12:16, when he said, spoke of the sparrows. He says, not one of them is forgotten in God's sight.
所以在这个路加福音十六章，耶稣就讲说，即使是一只的麻雀，天父也不会忽略。
So the Genesis 9 covenant is a three-way covenant, not a two-way covenant, between God, the people, and all the earth.
所以这个我们看到这个约是三项性的。神还有这个人类以及大地。
Then secondly, notice that this is a covenant of preservation.
第二方面我们看到这个约是这是一个保存的一个约。
So this is the second important thing to note here about this covenant in Genesis 9, a covenant of preservation.
一个保存的约。
God says, never again will he destroy the earth by a flood.
神应许说他不再毁灭这个大地借着洪水。
In 8:22 it says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease.
创世纪八章二十二节，神就应许说，大地尚存之日，播种、收割、寒暑、冬夏、白昼和黑夜必然循环不息。
Four times in these passages, God says, never again.
至少四次神说不再不再。
This is God's promise to humanity, to the earth, and to himself. God promises to preserve the earth, working out his saving plan through the subsequent covenants that he makes.
所以借着这个约，神就继续不断的有其他的圣约来完成他的一个救赎的计划。
And then we find the amazing culmination of this in the new covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ.
然后我们看到在新约里面，最终是在耶稣的宝血里面来完成这个救赎。
So this covenant is a covenant of preservation, and then also a covenant of preparation in terms of the covenants to come.
所以这个约是一个保存的约，同时也是预备将来的所有做的拯救。
Because we see here, God intends not only to preserve, but to do something greater.
所以这个在这里不但是要保存，而是后来他要做更大的一个拯救。
So this first covenant, in fact, prepares the way for God's plan of salvation and new creation through Jesus Christ.
所以这个约是预备将来耶稣基督所完成的更大的一个拯救。
The third thing to note here is that this is an everlasting, ongoing covenant. It's not temporary.
第三方面我们要注意的，这个是一个永恒的继续的一个约。
This is not just an interim covenant between this time and the coming of Christ.
不是只是一个短期的这样子的一个约。
Verse 15 refers to this as an everlasting covenant.
在十五节里面很清楚地指出来，这是一个永约、永远的约。
That's the same language that the Bible uses for the later covenants that God makes, everlasting covenants.
所以这个用的字跟后来神所立的这个永远的约，这个是同样的一个永远的字。
So we are dealing here with God's overall plan for redemption.
所以我们现在是来看到神。整个的一个救赎的一个计划。
In other words, God's covenant with the earth is unending.
所以神跟大地的这样子的一个约是不断的。
Now this may come as a bit of a surprise to us, at least it did it to me as I was reading this.
这个对我们来讲算是一个惊奇，至少在我读这一段的圣经的时候，我有这样子的一个新的学习。
We may think, for example, that God's covenant with the earth is temporary just until Jesus returns.
我们可能想说是神跟大地的约只是一个暂时的，等到新天新地来的时候。
The Greek Bible uses the same term here for this covenant as it does for eternal life. An eternal covenant, eternal life.
在希腊文的这个圣经里面，这里所讲的那个永约跟那个在新约里面讲的那个永生，那个是同一个字。
So according to this passage, God has an eternal covenant with the earth and all its creatures.
所以这是跟大地还有所有的生物立的永约。
So clearly God's purpose here is the restoration, not the extinction of His creation.
所以很显然的，这个约不是一个要把它所创造的一个消灭，而是要一个重造复兴。
It's interesting to refer to John Wesley in this context.
约翰·威斯利对这件事情也有一些的想法。
In the 1780s, Wesley was an old man. He was in his 80s himself.
在1780年，他自己已经是80多岁的人了。
And as an old man, he was looking back over the 50 years and more of the Methodist movement.
在他回顾过去50多年巡理会的这些的发展。
And he was also reading some of the new scientific literature that was coming out about the nature of creation.
他也读了他当代的这些的科学关于这些地球上的这些生态的发展。
And as he did so, he...took a second look at some of these passages in Scripture that refer to God's plan for the created order.
所以他就再一次的来查验神在圣经里面启示关于他创造的这些的次序。
And out of this reflection came a series of remarkable sermons, including the general deliverance and the general spread of the gospel.
他从这样子一个研读里面，他就写了一些的讲章。有关这样全面性的一个拯救。
Wesley said this about the creatures that God has made.
卫斯理对于神所造的这个生物创造的物有这样子的一个说法。
He said, something better remains after death for these poor creatures, which like us shall one day be delivered from the bondage of corruption and shall then receive an ample amends for all their present suffering.
对于这些可怜的这些的生物，他说有一天他们都要收到他们所遭受的这些的败坏的一个完全的补偿。
And he said, we should imitate God whose mercy is over all his works.
所以我们应该效法神这样一个怜悯的心对于这些的生物。
And then he said that God's plan of final restoration should soften our hearts toward the creatures God has made, knowing that the Lord cares for them.
所以神最后的这样一个拯救可以使我们的心软化。怎么样来神是如何的来关顾这些他所造的生物
So Wesley was reflecting on, not specifically on Genesis 9, but on a number of other passages that carry this focus on God's concern for, for all his creation.
就他所研读的不只是创世纪九章，也是其他的经文，看到神怎么样关顾他所造的万物。
So we see in Genesis 9 how God acts to preserve the earth, limiting his judgment so for his larger purposes, so he can fulfill his larger purposes.
所以从创世纪九章我们看到神怎么样的来关顾他所创造的，为了他将来一个完全的更大的拯救。
So here again, we see God's concern for people and God's concern for the environment in which he has placed them.
所以我们可以看到神对他的所创造的人类还有他所创造的这个万物的一个关顾。
And we begin to see that God's plan of salvation is to save people with their environment, not out of their environment.
所以神的拯救是他所创造的人类跟这个他的环境一起的拯救，不是说把人从那个环境里面超脱出来。
Because the Bible reveals to us what biological science shows us, that there is an interdependence between our life and the life environment in which we live.
实际上我们都看到这样子的一个证明，我们跟我们的环境是息息相关的。
So we are still living in the age of God's covenant, God's everlasting covenant with his creation.
所以我们仍旧是生存在这样子一个神继续的在拯救他的创造。
Clearly, this first covenant was not canceled by God's later action or God's later covenants.
所以这第一个约不是后来就被其他的约所取消了。
The rainbow sign ever reminds us that God's covenant with the earth still holds.
所以这个天虹就提醒我们神的为跟大地所立的约仍旧是保持的。
In fact, God says, whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth.
所以创世纪九章十六节神就说天虹在云彩中出现，我看见了，就纪念我与地上一切有生命的活物所立的永约。
So the rainbow is God's cupped hand over the earth.
所以我们可以说，这个天虹好像是神的双手在笼罩了这个大地一样。
The rainbow shines forth God's care and concern for the whole world and its creatures.
所以这个虹就彰显了神对这个整个他所创造的一个关怀。
God sees the covenant and remembers his covenant. God sees the rainbow and remembers his covenant.
当神看到这个天虹的时候，他就记得他所立的约。
So the question is, do we remember God's covenant with the earth when we see the rainbow?
问题是，当我们看到这虹，是不是我们也能够记得神所立的这个约？
Maybe every time we see the rainbow, we should go back and reread Genesis 9.
也许每次当我们看到虹在天上的时候，我们就要回头再看看创世纪第九章所给我们的启示。
And then, having read Genesis 9, we should read Romans 8 and Revelation 21 and 22.
之后我们也可以读读罗马书第八章 跟启示录二十一章二十二章。
So in the larger sweep of the biblical narrative, the covenant under, during Noah's time is foundational for the new heavens and the new earth that Scripture promises.
所以神所立的这样子的一个约，事实上是后来新天新地啊、一个的所立的约的根基。
The Bible talks about redemption through Christ as new creation.
圣经告诉我们说，在耶稣基督里，我们是新造的人。
But this is not a new creation ex nihilo from nothing. Rather, it is a new creation in the terms in terms of the restoration of God's purposes, God's God's relationship with the earth.
所以这里讲到这个创造新造新造不是指的说从像第一次那样子从没有变成有从无变成有而是一个再造一个重建。
This covenant that I'm speaking of here is not found, not restricted to Genesis 9, but we find echoes of it throughout the Bible.
这样子的一个观念事实上在圣经里面其他地方都有一个同样的回应。
For example, Psalm 104:24, O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
诗篇104篇24节诗人说耶和华啊你所造的真是众多他们都是你用智慧造成的全地充满了你所造的东西。
And this is a key theme in the book of Job.
这也是在约伯记里面的一个主题。
I think Genesis 9 illuminates some of the passages in the book of Job.
所以创世纪九章就除去了在约伯记所讲的一些的事情。
You remember in Job 38 that God addresses Noah out of the whirlwind.
你记得在约伯记里面神从旋风当中向约伯说话。
And God says, Have you entered into the storehouses of the snow, or have you seen the storehouses of the hail, which I have reserved for the time of trouble, for the day of battle and war?
神问约伯说，你曾入过雪库，或见过薄仓吗？这些雪薄是我为降患难的时候，为打仗和征战的日子所存留的。
And God goes on to speak here of lions, ravens, mountain goats, deer, wild donkeys, ostriches, horses, hawks, great water creatures, and of the clouds and the weather and the stars.
之后神就提到了许多他所创造的这些的生物。
And as we read that, we think again of Genesis 9.
当我们读那些的记载的时候，我们就可以想起在创世纪九章那里所说的。
Now, Christians are countercultural precisely at this point.
基督徒是反文化的，就是在这一点。
Many people ignore the created order, the environment, or they are concerned about it, but at some, for some other reason than that which we have as Christians.
有些人或者是忽略这个环境，有些人就是扭曲了圣经给我们的教导。
As Christians, for example, we have a different basis for looking at environmental issues.
作为基督徒来讲，我们从圣经的观点有不同的看法。
Because we believe that God is creator and preserver and restorer.
我们相信神是一个创造、保存也是再造的一个神。
And we see the covenant with Noah as part of the larger biblical story of creation, the disease of sin, and the healing restoration through Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到这个约就让我们看到神他是创造然后再恢复医治复兴这样子的一个他所创造的。
So we see environmental issues in light of the story of Jesus, his incarnation, life, teachings, death, resurrection,Return and final triumph.
对耶稣的出生、生死、复活再来他在荣耀里降临，这些都是在其中所谈的这样一个复兴的计划。
And we think especially here of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
特别是耶稣的复活。
The literal, physical, flesh and blood resurrection and the promise of our own resurrection and the redemption of our bodies.
耶稣的复活就他是这样子一个 真体的身体的复活，也是给我们一个应许，我们将来的复活也要像他的复活一样。
Notice that Paul says in Romans 8:23 that what we await is the redemption of our bodies.
所以在罗马书那里跟我们讲说是我们身体得赎。
He doesn't say the redemption of our spirits.
他并没有讲说只是我们的灵魂得赎。
The redemption of our bodies, that is the whole person as created by God.
所以我们身体得赎是我们被造的时候所有整个全人的得赎。
But now made new after the pattern of the physical resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在耶稣这个身体的复活之后，就让我们看得更明显了。
In other words, we see Genesis 9 and Romans 8 in light of each other.
所以创世纪九章跟罗马书八章是相关的。
We see the line that connects them.
我们看到他们之间有线连接的。
This leads then to an exposition of the relationship between God, God's people, and the land, as in your outline on page 9 and following.
所以我们现在已经到了第九章，第九页，在我们的大纲里面。
I refer you here especially to Deuteronomy 8:10, one little verse, Deuteronomy 8:10.
在生命记八章十节那里。
Deuteronomy 8:10 says, When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you.
生命记八章十节说，你吃饱了，就要称颂耶和华你的神，因为他把那美地赐了给你。
That simple statement is very profound.
虽然这是一个很简单的一个句子，但是却是非常意义深远的。
Here Moses is reminding the people of all that God had done for them and preparing them to enter into the promised land.
所以这个是在借着摩西，神应许他们要进入那个应许的迦南美地。
Moses is about to depart, and he carefully reinforces the revealed truth about who God is and what it means to be God's people in God's land.
摩西即将要离世，但是他再一次的来提醒以色列的百姓在西乃山跟他们所立的这个约。
In fact, this one small verse holds all the seeds of the biblical understanding of comprehensive mission.
所以这单单这样一个简单的这一节就成为我们了解圣经给我们整个的启示的一个种子。
Notice the structure of this verse as pictured in the first diagram there.
我们在第九页的第一个那个上面那个图就把这样子的一个启示显示出来了。
So the structure is God gives the land nourishes the people, and the people praise God.
这个三角形的关系，神把这个土地赐给人那这个土地就滋养这个人们，那人们就称颂神。
So this forms a perfect triangle revealing God's purpose for his creation.
所以这个三角形就显出神造创造的这样一个目的。
Here is one of a number of places that we see in the Old Testament that the story of redemption is the story of God, God's people, and God's land.
所以救赎的计划是有关神跟他的百姓还有大地。
It is the story of God choosing a special people to restore harmony to creation by being a blessing to all the peoples of the earth.
实际上，救赎计划我们在旧约里面看到神拣选了他的百姓，为了是使全民全地都得拯救。
So we see here the relationship that God specifies, that God desires between Himself and the people and the land.
所以我们可以看到神他自己的意愿要跟他的百姓还有他造的大地这样子一个相互的关系。
Now if we put this verse in the larger context in Deuteronomy, we see that the arrows that I've indicated there go the other way as well.
如果我们放在这个生命记的那样子的一个背景里面，我们也可以看到这个箭头也可以是相反的。
So I've suggested that in the second triangle.
在第二个图就显出来，这个箭头是相反的。
God calls and blesses the people. The people care for and enjoy the land, and the land glorifies God.
神呼召他的选民，然后他的百姓应该照顾，来这个大地，然后荣，使结果荣耀神。
So here again, we see more dimensions of this perfect relationship between God, God's people, and the land.
所以，我们又看到另外一个层面，神跟他的百姓，跟他的，大地。
Now it's worth remembering here that in Hebrew, land and earth are the same word.
在希伯来文里面，那个，土地跟地球是事实上是同一个字。
So to speak of the land is a way of speaking of the whole earth.
所以，当我们提到说这个土地，事实上也是指的整个的地球。
And we see the relationship that God intends between God, God's people, and the land.
所以我们可以看到神对于他的百姓，这个大地，这样子一个互相的关系。
So in the Old Testament, we see that through Israel, God begins a plan to bring salvation.
所以在旧约里面，我们看到神借着他的百姓要，来完成他的一个救赎的计划。
And this plan of salvation can be understood in terms of shalom or peace, as we were discussing yesterday.
这样子的一个计划，就是正如我们昨天所用的那个希伯来文，和平 shalom 来表达。
That is, God intends a harmonious, reconciled interrelationship between Himself, His people, and the land.
所以，无论是神跟他的百姓，或者是大地之间，都是和谐和平的。
In other words, the arrows point both ways here in the picture of shalom between God's people and the land.
所以现在这个箭头是双向的，神的百姓跟神，神的百姓跟地，地跟神之间都是双向的一个和平。
Now, although this triangle can't be correlated with the Trinity, yet on the other hand, this fact of interrelationship is common between the diagram that I have here and the relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
这样子的一个双向的一个关系，就正如三一的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵之间的一个关系。
Now we know in the biblical narrative, God creates the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1.
我们知道创世纪一章告诉我们说，神造了天地。
He creates human persons and places them on the earth.
神造了人类，把它放在这个地球上。
And God plants an environment, plants a garden, creates an environment for the enjoyment and sustenance of the human community.
神把这些他造的人放在一个园子里，让他能够享受这个大地。
Here, in fact, is the perfect picture of shalom.
那个当时就是一个完全的一个图像，是神所意愿的一个和平。
That is the proper mutual interrelationship between God, humanity, and the earth.
就是一个非常和谐的一个关系，神跟他的百姓，跟这个大地。
But of course, this is not the whole story.
但是那个不是一个完整的一个整全的一个故事。
It's not the whole story in two senses.
在这两方面。
First of all, because God is not just concerned about Israel, but He's concerned about all the nations.
神不只是关顾以色列人，而是关顾全民。
And relatedly, God is not concerned just about the land of Israel, but of the whole earth.
神也不只是关顾这个以色列的那个土地，而是全地。
And secondly, this is not the whole story because we are in a process of preparation for what will be revealed in Jesus Christ.
事实上这些都是为了耶稣基督的救赎做准备。
So what we have here takes on much deeper and much more profound meaning as we see what God did in the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以借着耶稣基督的启示，让我们看到神救赎的计划是这样的更广大更深远。
We see in these passages that God begins a mission of healing.
所以我们可以看到神的这样一个救赎是从医治开始。
In the Old Testament, God forms a special redemptive people and gives them a special land, the promised land.
所以在旧约里面，我们看到神呼召了一个特殊的民族，给他们一个应许的土地。
But of course, God's concern is not just with Israel and the land of Israel, but he calls Israel in order to fulfill his purpose for the salvation of the whole earth.
所以当然我们了解的神不只是呼召 以色列民，他事实上是借着他来拯救万民。
And so here we come across in the Old Testament God's concern with all the nations.
所以我们看到神事实上是关怀到全民万民。
God calls Israel to be a priestly people for his witness to all of the nations.
所以神呼召以色列民能够做他的祭司，能够使万民都能够和好。
So the larger picture, as we have it pictured on page 10 there, of the relationship between God, God's people, and the land.
现在我们到了第十页的最上面的一个简图，看到这是神是万民的神，他呼召了以色列，借着这以色列的民族，使万民都能归向他。
And this is key.To the relationship between the Old and the New Testament and the relationship between God's call of Israel and the mission of the church today.
所以这个让我们看到新旧约圣经的连在一起，神在旧约里面呼召他的百姓，然后借着他们使他的意愿是要万民都能够归向他。
Because the point is that the God of Israel is the God of all nations.
所以神以色列的神也是万民的神。
And that the people of Israel are God's chosen people for the sake of all peoples and nations.
所以神选召以色列百姓是为了要拯救万民。
And God's concern with the land in the Old Testament is preparatory to God's redemption of the whole creation.
所以神赐给他们应许的这样一个土地，是为了要使全地都能够得赎。
So I summarize this on the four points that are on page 10.
在第十页的中间，就有四个这样子一个小节。
That is, the Lord God is God of all peoples, not just Israel.
第一点，神耶和华是全民的神，不只是以色列的神。
Secondly, God's plan includes the whole earth, not just the land of Israel.
神的计划是包括全地，不只是以色列的土地。
Let me say parenthetically, that means that God's concern today is not only with the land of Israel, but with the Palestinians, with the Jordanians, with Taiwan, with the United States, with all of the nations and all of the lands of the world.
所以神的我们可以这样讲，说是神的这样一个关顾，不只是圣地，而是他四周的邻居的这些的地，亚拉伯人住的这些的地，还有我们包括我们台湾整个全球的地。他都关顾。
Taiwan is part of God's land, part of the Holy Land.
台湾也是神的圣地。
And I think even the Sahara Desert probably is.
连撒哈拉沙漠也是神的。
But the desert shall blossom as a rose.
连沙漠都会开花结果。
Third, God's plan includes all nations and peoples, not just the Hebrews.
所以第三点是神包括了所有的万民，不只是以色列民。
And number four, God has chosen Israel in order to bring shalom to the whole creation.
所以神选召以色列民是为了使所有的创造都得到和平平安。
So then we can draw a line from these four points to the New Testament.
所以我们就从这一点可以连接到新约里。
And in point four here, we really have an understanding of the mission of the church.
从这个第四点我们就可以看到教会的一个使命。
Through Jesus Christ, God has chosen the church to bring shalom to the whole creation.
所以借着耶稣基督能够把和平平安带给全地。
Central to that is helping people to come to personal faith, transformation, sanctification in Jesus Christ.
那个基要的是我们借着个人的得救、称义、成圣
，and forming and building up the church for that purpose.
然后形成他的基督的教会。
But God's plan concerns God's people and the whole earth, so the mission extends to all these other dimensions that we were talking about yesterday.
然而这个神的这样子一个计划是包含所有他的创造。
this leads to a picture of evangelism which is broader than that which is sometimes pictured.
所以这个就带到我们今天所谈的这个传福音这方面是一个广更广的一个图像。
Now I've listed in the outline several points that we don't have time to deal with this morning, but they help to unpack what I'm talking about here in terms of mission.
在十一页里面有一个大纲，我们今天没有这个时间，不过这些都是谈到我们教会，应该了解的，神所赋予我们的使命。
But notice especially the diagram on page 12.
在十二页，有个图片可以让我们来了解一下。
Here's a picture of evangelism that corresponds to what we've been saying about God's plan for His people and His land.
这个图片可以显示出我们刚才所谈的这样一个神的一个整全的一个福音的计划。
If you study the word evangelism in the New Testament, you see that over and over again it has to do with the kingdom of God.
在新约里面，让我们看到，当我们提到这个福音。是跟神国有关的。
You see, by the way, the very word evangelism is used in the Gospel and Acts. That evangelism means announcing and embodying the good news of the kingdom.
所以在使徒行传里面，让我们看到传福音事实上是宣告体现神的国。
So this has a variety of dimensions to it.
那它包含不同的层面。
And I've listed four there.
我就在这个图像里面，我列了四方面。
So what is evangelism? Well, it's conversion evangelism, it's discipling evangelism, it's justice evangelism, it's culture evangelism.
我们可以说是有这个归信的布道，有门训的布道，有正义的布道，有文化的布道。
It is conversion evangelism because all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned to our own way, and it is through Jesus Christ that we can receive redemption.
它是归信的布道就像以赛亚书五三章六节所说的，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
It is discipling evangelism because we are called to observe the commands of the Lord, walking in obedience to Him and revering Him.
它是一个门训的一个布道因为它是要呼召我们能够遵守他的命令，能够遵行他的道，并且敬畏他。
Or as Jesus said, teaching them to observe, to put into practice everything that I have commanded you.
在耶稣的使命里面说是，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教导他们遵守。
Evangelism is justice evangelism because Isaiah says, this is the fasting I have chosen to loose the chains of injustices to set the oppressed free.
这是一个正义的布道，因为在以赛亚书那里告诉我们说，这个禁食，我所选择的禁食是使这个不公义的绳索能够脱掉，使这些被压制的得自由。
It also involves cultural evangelism because Isaiah says, God says in Isaiah, my justice will become a light to the nations.
也是一个文化的布道在以赛亚书那里告诉我们说，我的公理要像光一样照亮所有的万民。
And you remember that Paul says, we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
就像保罗所说的，我们把所有的心意都夺回来。能够顺服基督。
So here's the place for the intellectual, the cultural, the theological, philosophical engagement of Christians in the great battles for ideas in the world today.
所以这就是让我们要从事所有的有关这些不同的思想这些的主义能够来使他们都归向基督。
As well as every other dimension of culture, including entertainment, education, technology, science, and so on.
也包含文化许多的层面不管是教育，不管是这个媒体或者是其他方面。
Now the question is, where do I fit in God's mission?
那问题是你我。在这样子的一个使命当中，我们的角色是什么？
And that is where we find in Scripture a linkage between these, the diversity of the types of evangelism and the diversity of spiritual gifts and callings.
在我们所看的这个不同的这样子的布道使命当中，也是跟我们所不同的恩赐连接在一起。
Every one of us here this morning is called into the mission of God.
我们每一个人都被召要参与神的使命。
But we are called in different ways. There is one Spirit, but many gifts.
我们是虽然是一个灵，但是有不同的恩赐。
He may call one to be a cross-cultural missionary to be involved in carrying the gospel back to Jerusalem, for example.
他可以呼召一些的作为跨文化的一个宣教士，能够回归耶路撒冷。
He may call someone else to be engaged in intellectual or artistic pursuits for the sake of showing forth the truth of the gospel.
他也可以呼召一些有这个艺术才干的人，他能够借着他的才干恩赐。来传福音。
He may call others to take leadership in building up the local body of Christ.
他也可以呼召一些人在这个地方的教会能够建立基督的身体。
But if we are followers of Jesus Christ, we are all involved in the transformation of the world that is promised in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
如果我们是耶稣的门徒，我们都蒙召了，要使这个他所造的都在耶稣基督里面能够被重造。
May God help each of us as we seek to be faithful in the mission to which He has called us.
愿我们每一个人都能够忠心于神对我们的呼召。
Thank you.
谢谢。